All right, continuing on now on this Friday, you know, favorite part about Friday to me is the dumbest thing you've heard all week. Now there's, you know, often things to choose from. And this week, she's back, of course, because let's be honest, AOC and the squad, they couldn't hide for long. They had to come out. They had to show their stripes. And if you missed it, I doubt you did, but if you did, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook was on Capitol Hill this week, and he's just getting grilled by AOC about how is Facebook, you know, hanging out with white supremacists and far-right people. Really? Mark Zuckerberg, the guy that's recommending hiring advice to Mayor Pete and others that are running for president as Democrats, you should hire this person and this person. Mark Zuckerberg, who we know intentionally blocks conservative content. In fact, a friend of mine got blocked for a month because he posted an article critical of a Muslim situation, just got barred for a month, right? Happens all the time. At any rate, so Zuckerberg and AOC, they have this exchange. And it's our first contestant this week for the dumbest thing I've heard all week. The dumbest thing I have heard all week. Just an absurd exchange, and I want you to hear it. It's bite signature. I mean, I could have played the whole 5 minutes, and you would have gone, what is going on here? But I'll give you a snippet, a taste of it. Bite number six with AOC and Mark Zuckerberg going back and forth. It's on C-SPAN. Bite six. Go.
In your ongoing dinner parties with far-right figures, some of who advanced the conspiracy theory that white supremacy is a hoax, did you discuss so-called social media bias against conservatives, and do you believe there is a bias?
Congresswoman, so I don't remember everything that was in the in the question.
That's all right. I'll move on. Can you explain why you've named the Daily Caller, a publication well-documented with ties to white supremacists, as an official fact-checker for Facebook?
Congresswoman, sure. We actually don't appoint the independent fact-checkers. They go through an independent organization called the Independent Fact-Checking Network that has a rigorous standard for who they allow to serve as a fact checker.
So you would say that white supremacist tied publications meet a rigorous standard for fact checking?
No, as I just explained to you, we don't pick the fact checkers. And speaking of fact checking, the Daily Caller has well-documented connections to white supremacists. Really, Congresswoman, can you verify that? Can you back up that outrageous statement, that slanderous, libelous statement with something, with anything substantive? I mean, can you imagine, if you're the Daily Caller, you know, I personally, if I was the Daily Caller and I owned that media outlet, I would want to sue her for defamation. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous, with no backup, no facts, no foundation, no anything. Why do you use the Daily Caller, which has a well-established relationship with white supremacists? What does that even mean? Well, we had a white supremacist on the air once. Well, we had some guy that was writing for us, you know, that I don't know, that had some connection, some tenuous connection to some group at some point. I don't know. I mean, just think about the Brett Kavanaugh scenario. It doesn't take much. Mr. Zuckerberg, by the time you came to this hearing today, had you stopped beating your wife? It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. And yet they pass this off as being some sort of a serious conversation, which, of course, it's not. And so what you see here is a far-left activist and a rich white guy. Rich white guy. That was his real crime. And you know what? I don't like Zuckerberg on a lot of levels as far as what his company does. Personally, I obviously have no idea about it. Nor would I pass any judgment upon him personally. Never met the man. I don't like the fact that Facebook does appear to control and limit conservative comment oftentimes. But it is interesting to watch a guy who is polite and professional and does his best to answer questions. He never does. It's not his forte. He's not great in that environment, but he does his best and he tries to be polite. And these are the kind of leading questions that he's attacked with and pummeled with. And it's grotesque. It's grotesque what they do to this guy and to others. Congressional hearings aren't about asking questions and learning anything. It's about grandstanding and hoping you get your soundbite on the air like she accomplished, like she got out of this, which is getting her sound and her mug on TV. And there it is. So I guess I helped her accomplish her goal of being seen and heard as many places as possible. But it is truly unfortunate when a guy who came up with an idea, at least in part, and implemented that idea and found that it could go not only throughout his college campus, but then throughout the state, then throughout the country and around the world, connecting people around the world on a platform where they can change and exchange information, be involved with each other, have conversations, all of it. And isn't it just amazing what can happen to that person when they voluntarily come in to answer questions to get pummeled when they're trying to say, listen, I defend free speech. And that may or may not be completely true, but at least Zuckerberg is standing up for free speech. And AOC and her horde of locusts are trying to destroy the Constitution. In fact, I've got some shocking information for you coming up in hour number two about the First Amendment. I've told you, Esquire Bob, it's under assault, has been for years. You've dismissed me, but I've got new polling numbers that might change that point of view. It's 52 after on a Friday. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.